Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
In the NFL league meetings, they're going on in Orlando. Mike McDaniel spoke with the media today. There's some interesting stuff in there. He says they did make an offer to Odell Beckham. But he also said, you know, he'll have plenty of offers. He's got a lot of options. I didn't come away very optimistic that OBJ was coming to the Dolphins. But there's a lot going on at these meetings. One of them is the hip drop tackle. Have you seen this?
Yeah, I'm confused with what the hip drop tackle is, but Javon Holland,
it looks like a tackle to me. I'm having a difficult time understanding what exactly they're outlawing, and that, you know, obviously I don't have a trained eye, so I don't know. The way that I look at what they sent out, that looks like, you know, 40% of the tackles to me.
So you can't grab somebody by the hip? Is that what the deal is now?
You can't drag them down hip first, I guess. Huh. So, but I there has to be math to it. What I think is a hip tackle or a hip drop tackle, they wouldn't outlaw it if that was 50% of the tackles. You'd literally be changing the game.
Right.
So I have to imagine they do their research. Maybe it only accounts for 4% of the tackles. Like, it wouldn't make, if it was more than that, it just wouldn't make sense, because you literally would be changing the entire way the defense is played, the way people are tackled.
Javon Holland is very upset with this. I don't know if you saw the tweet, but he basically said breaking NFL outlaws tackling. They have banned tackling. So
now we felt this way, you know, when you couldn't launch yourself at a player. We've felt this way numerous times, and obviously the offenses do get more potent when this happens, and you know it with, you know, the roughing the passer penalties, where, you know, or even the slide versus the scramble. Now you've got the fake slide, and that accounts for more yards because the defender has to pull up. So there are changes. We've lived through them before. This one struck me as particularly odd because I thought many tackles are the hip drop, but I have to believe that they're not as many as we think they are, because I don't think that they would outlaw it if they were. So anyway, we'll talk about what Mike McDaniel had to say to the media today. He's keeping the play calling duties. I don't know if that was a thought where, you know, hey, maybe he shouldn't. I don't know why, but I saw Adam Beasley, ProFootballNetwork.com, wrote, despite some questions about whether McDaniel has too much on his plate on game days, the Dolphins' third-year coach said at the NFL's annual meeting here Monday that he intends to again call plays in 2024. Here's McDaniel's explanation on how he arrived at that decision. I've thought about it long and hard. I think one of the things that we've done this offseason is really leaned into the facilitation of full communication and development of our staffs in all three phases. I think from the play calling perspective, for now in the spring, I'm going to call plays, and I plan on doing it in the fall, but we will always adjust if necessary. But as long as you're okay with me calling plays, I'm going to call plays. Beasley writes, if McDaniel ever does decide to surrender play calling, there are two obvious internal candidates to take over those duties. Frank Smith, who officially holds the OC title, or Daryl Bevel, who has 15 years of OC experience in the NFL. And Beasley also points out, on the surface, it's certainly peculiar to think McDaniel should give up that responsibility after finishing first in yards per carry and second in scoring and second in yards per play and second in yards per pass. But as Beasley points out, the Dolphins' offense disappeared at the most important time. Miami scored just 62 points in its final four games, including the playoffs. So that, for me, would be the only valid argument for him to give up the play calling is when it's crunch time and you've needed him to call offenses that generate points, he's been unable to do so. But I'm happy with him calling the plays because that's his wheelhouse.
We never had any issues with him calling the plays through the first 10, 12 weeks of the season. It's when the offense looked inept towards the end of the year where we're like, hey, why is this guy handling coaching duties and calling plays? But when I read the quote today, Hawk, quote, thought about it long and hard. I'm going to call plays, and I plan on doing it in the fall. Over under on how long he thought about this, in my mind, is like 10 seconds. He thought about it for a second, and he's like, yeah, I think I'm going to call plays again next year.
Yeah, I mean, that's his wheelhouse. My guess is if he's not doing that, then he's kind of giving the Dolphins short shrift. Like, he's here because of that.
Right.
And so I'm happy he's calling plays, but there is that concern of, okay, we're in situations here. We need significant points, or we need, like, a humming offense right now. And that didn't materialize when they needed it to most. So hopefully that gets corrected. Anyway, those are some of the things that we'll talk about today. Let's begin with headlines. And Alejandro Solana, who's got the play calling duties, the headline duties, and the music duties today.
Yes, sir.
A lot on one person's plate.
Yeah, yeah. I'll probably struggle with it all show long, I'm sure. Just like
we're
McDaniel
hoping you can handle
did. It. Just like McDaniel struggled with it in the latter stages of the season. This sports update is driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. Something else McDaniel touched on today, there's no timeline for Bradley Chubb or Jalen Phillips' return. He said he's encouraged by the progress they're making. He also said that he wanted them to take a week off of rehab because they've just been killing it too much at rehab. And then regarding Tua Tagovailoa, OTAs begin April 15th. He expects him, despite the contract negotiations ongoing, he expects him to be at OTAs.
How about we get a contract done?
I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon.
I mean, that's insane to me. That's insane to me. After the season he had last season and everybody's got their contracts now and quarterbacks have changed teams. Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, I don't think they're in any rush. Based on what he said, based on what Chris Greer said, I don't think they're in any rush to get this done, Hawk. Zero
Weird
rush.
Weird.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.